Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The news of Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan has sparked threats from Beijing and concerns among Biden administration officials that the dispute could spiral out of control. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said China would take, quote, forceful measures, end quote, if the visit occurs, and communicated privately to the United States that a military response was possible. A wildfire burning out of control near California's Yosemite National Park in the middle of the state has forced thousands of residents to flee. Jeff LaRusso with the Riverside County Fire Department Sunday night.
I want to give you guys the latest on where we're at with the fire. The current acreage is 15,603 acres. We have 0% containment, and we're still actively working on getting more and more.
The Pope is in Edmonton, Canada, all week long. We are USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Type 2 diabetes has hit one segment of our community pretty hard, and the Biden administration is doing something about it.
The administration has come out in support of the South Asian Heart Health Awareness Research Act of 2022 and looks forward to working with the Senate on this critical bill. South Asian Americans carry a disproportionate risk of cardiovascular disease and related disorders like type 2 diabetes. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The Philadelphia Phillies Baseball Club will welcome Pete Rose back to Citizens Bank Park for the first time since he received a lifetime ban in 1989 for gambling. Rose is scheduled to attend a celebration of the 1980 World Series champions that'll be taking place on August 7th. Angry Kid Rock fans trashed a North Dakota State Fair concert venue by chucking beer cans and storming the stage. One man was arrested. The show was canceled because of bad weather. USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When you thoroughly read the Constitution of the United States, there is absolutely nothing in the writ that describes what Congress has done in creating a first-time-ever January 6th commission. They're not lawyers. There is no cross-examination. Yet these people are taking away people's freedoms, like Steve Bannon, who left the White House years before January 6th and is probably going to jail because of January 6th commissioners' hate for Trump. So says Republican Representative Ralph Norman from South Carolina on Newsmax.
Well, it's no surprise on this. I mean, look at the history with Steve Bannon. He has testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee. He testified in front of the House Intelligence Committee. He testified in front of the Mueller Committee. And he just didn't comply with the January 6th because he knows it's a dog and pony show. This is all an attempt to smear President Trump. And so to attempt to make sure he doesn't run for president because they're scared to death that he could win. So it doesn't surprise me. I thought they would. He did offer late in the game as it was to testify, but they wouldn't take that. And so it doesn't surprise me. They're misdemeanor charges.
More immigrants die trying to get to the United States under Biden's open border policy. At least 17 people have died after a boat capsized shortly after midnight on Sunday in the Bahamas. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And it's clear that the majority of Americans now understand that we are on the wrong track. In fact, 9 out of 10, that's like a super majority. You get that? 90% of America is saying, look, we are on the wrong track. I say, okay, all right, that opens up a possibility for us to have a reasonable conversation, which would be rather unique these days here in this culture. But let me remind you of our birth certificate, okay, of July the 4th, 1776. It was the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. So when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them a decent respect to the opinions of mankind, requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Now, that is just the opening paragraph of our Declaration of Independence. Now, I want you to consider that through the lens of where America is today. With us right now is Mark Meckler. Mark, of course, has been the champion for the president of Citizens for Self-Governance. He's a Tea Party co-founder and grassroots leader. Mark, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Always great to be with you, Bill.
Well, and he's also the president of the Convention of the States Action. Now, Mark, I read that paragraph because I believe that should set us up, because this is what the Convention of the States is all about. We've got to be able to lay out our grievance in a way not only for the rest of America, but for the world to see what is going on and why the American people were upset. Why did we have a million plus people go to the Capitol on January the 6th? It was more than just about a vote that was stolen. It was about the trajectory of our country and what we'd been on in the previous years. People were fed up with the way this government was running and the way the politicians were running our country, which was against our Declaration of Independence, our very own birth certificate, and the Constitution that we all, you know, most of us have defended and fought for.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and I don't think that's the first episode of that. I mean, this goes all the way back to the Tea Party movement. We had over a million people show up at the Capitol back in the Tea Party days. Glenn Beck held a rally there in 828, a very famous rally. Over a million people showed up there. There's a long-term trajectory here of people feeling like and knowing that the country is not living up to its birth certificate, not living up to the values embodied in the Constitution. And so people are rightly frustrated.
And here it is, for speaking out. I don't know if you saw the documentary. I thought it was very well done by Epic Times, which gave some balance to January 6th, showing some video in context that heretofore has not been shown by Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger and the others, the Democratic-controlled committee hearing, which, you know, people are seeing it for what it is. I mean, it's gotten to the point now that they're having Steve Bannon arrested when he's already, you know, reported to, you know, to the Senate. He's given his testimony. And clearly this thing is so out of bounds. But if they don't put a stop to this, you know, star chamber trial that they are exercising, it's really a totalitarian third world kind of political government process, isn't it?
It is. We actually have never seen anything like this. This is not a bipartisan committee. Normally, investigatory committees like this are bipartisan. The couple of Republicans on there are essentially just Democrats who hate. Democrats who hate Donald Trump. They're Republicans in name only, mm-hmm. in the truest sense of the word. And I think it's incredibly dangerous, not just because it's a show trial, but because something went very wrong on January 6th. Doors were left open. Security was inappropriate. Actual offers of help to have enough troops there in Washington, D.C. to make sure nothing got out of hand were rejected by the mayor of D.C., by Nancy Pelosi, by Chuck Schumer. We need to get to the bottom of that and figure out why all that happened. This is a legitimate potential inquiry being handled illegitimately.
Mark, this is, this is on the heels after all the money, additional money to secure the Capitol was invested after 9/11, that we supposedly learned so much. We had all these investigative committees and everything that went into it. And here we've got a million people who come into D.C. They knew in advance this was going to happen. President Trump is on the record clearly with people who were in the room offering the National Guard and all these other precautions to be prepared for what was coming two days from the time that he authorized the use of National Guard, which is a legal process that has to be done. And Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser said no, they didn't want to do this. I mean, Mark, you've been around this a lot longer than I have in the inner circles to see what's going on in the underbelly of the beast here. Nothing is by accident or by chance. I mean, this was clearly orchestrated.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly has all the hallmarks of something that's orchestrated. I don't want to quite go so far to say it was because we haven't done the investigation. And I think we should see, and I hope that we will see when Republicans take over, a full investigation. Why were doors thrown open? This is one of the things I really struggle with, Bill. You probably know people who were there. I do. I know people who
yes.
walked up to the Capitol because they saw the crowd start to move in that direction. They walked up. They saw side doors to the Capitol open, no security, police officers fist bumping people, shaking their hands as they went in, and they decided not to go in because they just felt mm-hmm. like it looked so fishy, something was wrong. To me, that's the kind of stuff I want to know about. I want to know why that happened.
Exactly. Yeah, why were the police waving them in? And as you said, certain doors were open up. Why did they conduct themselves in a way, as was demonstrated in the Epoch Times documentary here, in a way that was illegal as far as use of force and what they did? And here they claim police officers died when it wasn't. You had civilians. You had unarmed civilians who died on January the 6th. And you know, that is ignored. I mean, they step over their bodies and their death certificate like everything else that has nothing to do with their narrative and their agenda.
Yeah, I mean, clearly there's a game being played here. Clearly this is political theater. The American people aren't buying it. Nobody's watching the hearings. Anybody who is, I don't know anybody who is. I'm not hearing about it. They're mm-hmm. trying to make it into some kind of primetime TV special. That's been entirely a flop. They thought it was going to affect the elections in November. Clearly, we've pulled on this. The American people don't care about it. Whatever you think about it, whether you think it's the worst thing ever to happen in American history or you think it's a setup, it's not going to affect how you vote.
I'm only thinking, Mark, in the long term, that this is important. Because we need to see just how out of hand our government, a government of, for, by, we, the people, has gotten under these ruling elites. They are out of control. They are breaking the law. They are holding, without due process, American citizens for minor violations, which months before, during the Summer of Love, they ignored, they delivered bail for them. They made sure they got out. And I don't even know what the adjudication was of many of these people that ended up doing over $4 billion in damage. We've got more from Mark after this.
Business Capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Afghanistan are suffering severe persecution, and yet Christianity continues to grow. We at the Tide Ministry rejoice to hear from listeners who have found the love of Christ through our radio programming. One listener sent this message: "Your radio program showed me the real love I needed to know because I always felt that I was not loved by my God. But now I know that the real God loves me." If only that one person heard the gospel through our radio broadcast and was saved, it would be worth it. Praise God that many others are responding to Christ, regardless of the threat of persecution. We are committed to continue diligently broadcasting the gospel until every last person has heard the good news or Christ returns. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, we're back with you just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's been said, Voltaire said this, those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. Mark and I were just talking off air about this and what has been happening with the worldview of a one-time country that was devoted to God and God's blessings. you know, we mentioned in the in our Declaration of Independence, in that first paragraph, the laws of nature and nature's God. Mark, it was like, you know, my thought, I went to that when Josh Hawley was having the discussion with the Berkeley professor, who took exception to what Josh was asking when it came to trans, or it came to pregnant women. You know, is it no longer pregnant women? And the fact that that is very colloquial, it's been acceptable all our lives, suddenly now it is not, that she chose to weaponize that question, that it was going to do some harm to trans people who do not consider themselves women, but, you know, are able to get pregnant. I mean, we're so twisted with pretzel logic right now. It's like, how in the heck are we going to go forward?
I think here's the good news. The way that we're going to go forward is by essentially isolating people like her. The vast, vast majority of American people don't believe in that garbage. Mm-hmm. They find it offensive. They find it repugnant. They find it evil. And if you say to the average man or woman, you know, do you know what a man is? Do you know what a woman is? They look at you like you're insane for even asking the question, because of course they do. Right? Their 2-year-old knows the difference between mommy and daddy. And so I think I would be encouraged. What you see in the news is not what reality is. And our job is to push back against it when they say this garbage, to hit back twice as hard. There's zero chance. I'm never going to call a man a woman or a woman or a man. Just now, I'm not going to participate in somebody's sick fantasy. We see it even expanding now. Now social media companies are banning people for calling somebody else a groomer. And these people are groomers. They're trying to raise up an entire generation to their sick perversions. We're not going to allow it to happen.
Well, and as you say, for 2-year-olds, but what happens when they become 4 and 5 and they enter the public school system where, you know, they're being indoctrinated and groomed? And in some cases, there are reports now where they are offering, you know, puberty blockers, even as one doctor said, you know, a castration, a chemical castration pill to kids without, you know, without their parents' knowledge. Are you, I mean, yeah, this is how nuts this is getting. Go ahead.
Yeah, my answer to that is very simple right now, which is if you possibly can avoid it, keep your kids out of public school, whatever you got to do. And I say that with all due respect for how difficult that is. I've raised 2 of my own. I know it's very hard to not have them in public school. The question is, what's the most valuable thing to you in the world, your job or your kids, your income level or your kids, your house or your kids? 99% of people are going to say your kids, so do whatever you can to protect them from the vile groomers in the public school systems.
And exactly what you're saying, Mark, is they're flat out lying to us. Even though now, you know, the teachers union will say, oh, no, we're not teaching, you know, critical theory. You know, we're not doing that sort of thing. And yet you go in and then you investigate the curriculum and you find out, well, what is this? I mean, it's as obvious as finding a modem in a Dominion voting machine when they've said that there's no way they had any way to connect with the Internet. I mean, lies abound here, Mark.
It's important. When we talk to them about that and they say they're not teaching that stuff, then it's really easy. You just say, okay, great, so then we're going to prohibit it. You're okay with that, right? And what happens is they always screech like babies when you say that. No, that would be horrible if we're not teaching it. It would be horrible if you prohibit it. So you can tell they're teaching it. It's just they're lying to you and they're using other terminology other than CRT.
Even the military's doing this, Mark. I mean, you know, General Milley says, oh, we're not. Austin says, no, we're not. Yes, they are. I mean, here it is. We see video coming out of the Naval Academy and this, you know, this propaganda, you know, teaching these cadets about pronouns. I mean, here we are. We, you know, we have a military to be prepared militarily, not to worry about language and what's going on in the culture. So this thing is so pervasive, and throughout the whole process, what it's doing, it's neutering and reducing the effectiveness and power of this once great country of ours.
Well, that's clearly the intent. You've got TikTok, which is insidiously inserting this stuff into American public culture at a very young age. We should be banning TikTok from the app stores. We've polled on that. The vast majority of American people are in favor of removing TikTok. It's not legal in China. by the Chinese Communist Party. So they're inserting that insidious garbage into the minds of our kids, and they won't allow it in their own country.
Mark, let's talk about the convention of the states. Where do we stand right now?
It takes 34 states to call the convention and push back against all this garbage at the federal level to restore our Constitution. So far, 19 states have passed that. Most of the states are out for this session. We still have a shot in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maine, a few places that are still in session. So those are the states we're really focused on now. But we're always focused year-round in all the states. And then Convention of States activists will also be participating in elections all over the country. We'll play in one way or another from get out the vote to direct action in over 450 elections. That will include school board elections around the country, state legislative elections, pretty much anything from state level on down we'll be playing in all over the country.
Mark, is there a concerted effort? Are people realizing that quicker change can occur at the local level as opposed to national? And because of that realization, you're getting more people involved at the local level than ever before? I kind of sense this is the case, but you know better. What's happening at that level?
Yeah, that is the case. One of the things I love about this movement is I think it's broader and deeper than the Tea Party movement. It's younger, because it involves so many young parents who are rising up against what's going on in their schools. That's making them not just want to run for school board, but city council, county board, state legislature. So I think this is a very broad movement, and I think it has a lot of depth to it. You know, I think it's going to have a long tail. The Tea Party movement had a fairly long tail. I think this has a generational tail to it.
The other thing that I'm seeing, Mark, again, you know better, is that this is about America. It's not about a party. It's not about the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. This is about really the soul of America and this American dream that had, you know, that our, you know, could have been grandfathers, great grandfathers, what they were drawn to, you know, this shining light on a hill. You know, that vision, that idea. Is now being rebirthed, it appears, in such a way that is truly, I don't want to say bipartisan because it puts it back into the political vernacular, but it's as you say, it's much broader, and what brings it breath is the fact that it's apolitical.
Yeah, it's definitely outside of partisan politics. You know, if we look at the idea of calling a convention of states, we just polled this nationally. You've got 63.3% of independents are in favor of this, 50.2% of Democrats, 81% of Republicans, literally only 6% of Republicans are against. So I don't know any other issue in the American body politic right now that has this kind of cross-partisan support. Literally the vast majority of all Americans are in favor of calling a convention of states, two-thirds, to rein in the federal government and to set ourselves free.
A minute left, Mark. Tell them the objective. What is on the agenda with the convention of states when they come together?
Yeah, real simple. Anything that would impose term limits on D.C., and that includes the deep state, the swamp, staffers and bureaucrats. We need term limits on all those folks. Anything that would impose fiscal restraints on D.C., that's a balanced budget amendment, imposing some basic accounting principles, tax caps, spending caps. And then finally, anything that would take power away from D.C., limit their scope and power. No Department of Education, no Department of Energy, no Department of Environment. All of these things return to the states. No Health and Human Services. All health care decisions return to the people and the states. All that stuff is available at a convention of states.
How about just doing what the Constitution says, Mark? Doesn't that pretty much sum that up?
It does. We're basically trying to take the Constitution back to very close to its original meaning and get rid of all the garbage that's been layered over it by the courts over the last 100 years.
Mark, how can people get involved?
ConventionofStates.com. Go get signed up, volunteer today, and we'll see you out there.
Mark Meckler, he is the president of the Convention of States Action. Thank you, Mark, for the update. Appreciate it.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month.
Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mark your calendars this week. On Wednesday, the Fed meets to decide whether to raise interest rates. Jerome Powell will hold a press conference on whether or not interest rate changes take place. Many economists say that we're on the cusp of a recession. A fast-moving wildfire near Yosemite National Park burned out of control Sunday and had grown into one of California's biggest blazes of the year, forcing thousands of residents to flee. Roughly 2,000 firefighters battled the Oak Fire, along with aircraft and bulldozers facing tough conditions that include steep terrain. As the Northern Hemisphere is hot this summer, record high temperatures were set in at least four U.S. cities over the weekend. Boston, Massachusetts topped 98 degrees. Providence, Rhode Island hit 96. Newark, New Jersey scored a 100-degree day. And Reading, Pennsylvania hit 97. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Clayton Fuller is joining us. He is the experienced federal military and local prosecutor, as well as a military reserve officer with a decade of national security experience. Clayton, welcome back. Good to be talking to you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. No, excited to be back, and thanks so much for having me back on.
Well, so much has happened since you and I were able to, look at what was going on in our country, and here we are. I mean, January 6 hearings well underway. The public, by and large, looks at it as a big yawner. But meanwhile, I mean, this is rather pernicious what they're doing. And of course, this past week was capped with the, with the arrest of Steve Bannon. I mean, what is going on with our country right now?
You know, it's interesting. I was just at a prosecuting conference for all of the district attorneys in Georgia. And it's just interesting when you look at the district attorney in Fulton County, it seems like the only thing that she's actually interested in is prosecuting her political enemies, whether it's President Trump and anybody in the state that supported President Trump here in Georgia. And I think that's just what you're seeing, whether it's January 6th or Steve Bannon. We're going into a period where the left and the Democrats and Marxists see that this is a time that we got to use the criminal justice system to go against our political enemies, as opposed to prosecuting actual criminals, which they don't do.
What's really quite telling, isn't it? I mean, is that if they were so sure and confident that all was well, that it was a legal count, somehow, the patriots who came out to, question what happened on, in the election that showed up at D.C. the 6th, they wouldn't be acting this way. I mean, the fact that they're just full on 100% totalitarian is quite revealing on its face, is it not?
It is. I mean, it just shows that they have no real ideas that can move the country forward. And the only thing that they can try to do are attack real leaders that could make a difference in the country, whether it's businesses or on an issue that's near and dear to my heart as a prosecutor fighting crime. And I think when you look at January 6th, if it hasn't solidified in most Republicans' minds that President Trump is the only person that can get out there and really overturn this table that is the D.C. swamp. I mean, we called him when I worked for the Trump administration. He was the disruptor in chief. And that's why the January 6th committee is happening, is because they're so afraid of him continuing to get back into the White House and make the changes that's needed in D.C.
Well, here President Trump can send out a rallying cry. You get over 1 million people that come to D.C. At any of his events. Thousands of people show up. Joe Biden's lucky to get 12 people in a circle. And, so it's like, what kind of influence do they have? I mean, here, and then on top of it, as if that's not enough, they conduct a campaign that is not very popular, even amongst their own party members. The things that they were trying to sell to the party, roughly only a third could agree on any kind of agenda item, including the Green Deal, right? The new Green Deal. No more than a third of their own constituency. But yet somehow they end up getting the prize, controlling all three levers of our government, and they see this as a mandate. And here we are today, no longer energy independent, beholden to our enemies, borders that are wide open, that are, you know, funneling in human atrocities and abuse with trafficking, drugs to no end, to where last year we had over 100,000 fentanyl deaths, and fentanyl coming, you know, via China in through Mexico. And meanwhile, the cartels are going, hey, man, we want to vote for Joe Biden once again, because Joe Biden has been the biggest profit adventure, you know, for us here south of the border. We've made more money under this president than any other president in history.
You're exactly right, and that's why we're seeing, when it comes to Biden's approval ratings, you're starting to see Nixon at the height of Watergate levels when he's just about to have to announce his resignation. That's where Biden is. Bill, if I can share an image of Biden's America, especially where I work each and every day in Appalachia here in the mountains of North Georgia, I'm on way into work today. I had to fill up my pickup truck, and it cost me over $100 just to do that. Wow. You know those little screens that have the commercials on the pumps nowadays?
Mm-hmm.
You know what
yeah.
is advertising as I was spending all that time at the pump? It was advertising naloxone. Now, I don't know if your listeners know that very well, but it's something well known in prosecuting circles and law enforcement circles. It's also known as Narcan. But this is the medicine that rapidly reverses opioid overdoses.
Mm.
And I'm paying $100 at the pump to look at commercials for naloxone in Biden's America. I can't think of a better picture than that. And that's what this administration is about. And you touched on the fentanyl coming across the borders, just wide open. I mean, we can talk about the numbers there, and they're record-breaking. But that, driving in today, I just couldn't believe that image. That's where we are in this country right now, that we're advertising for opioid reversal medication while I'm paying $100 at the pump.
Well, we've lost our focus in so many ways, Clayton. And this is a case in point here, and a clear demonstration of what's happening not only in Georgia but across the country. And you know, sadly, again, what I have faith in is what our founding fathers gave us in a document that was blessed by God. And that is that we the people, the power is in the hands of we the people. And I think this is, again, what's so frightful for the Democrats is, yes, it's Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is the catalyst to bring the people together. And but with or without Donald Trump, the power is still there. And, you know, the era of the silent majority, you know, can no longer exist, because by reason of our Constitution, it is a participation type document. You cannot just sit on the sidelines. You must get involved. You cannot be a silent majority. The silent majority is what got us into the mess that we're in right now, that allowed this to happen. Because when you look back And I would think what really kind of triggered this, in my estimation, was the campaign of Hillary Clinton. If you remember, she would repeatedly say and threaten and accuse Donald Trump of doing these totalitarian moves, that he was going to he was going to imprison his political opponents, even though she was guilty of sin on many levels. And I understand you're an attorney, and you know that's just my opinion based on what I know, the way that she got rid of evidence, what she failed to do. I mean, clearly. How she sold out her asset and her office to develop the Clinton Foundation. I mean, here we are concerned and distracted by Hunter Biden, and I go, wait a minute, this is a disease that ran rampant throughout the Obama administration, and nobody's saying Obama. Obama was the president when all this was going on, this quid pro quo that was happening with Ukraine and Russia, and all this stuff between Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, you had Hillary Clinton in there, and of course then all the other insider trading that still continues that was supposed to stop, again, that we were reminded of in this past week with Nancy Pelosi and her family. But, you know, somehow we're supposed to be led to believe that, oh, there's plausible deniability. That's another term that Hillary Clinton came, plausible deniability, right?
Exactly right, and one thing that she can never deny, and this is why we're seeing essentially two criminal justice systems where people who enter into politics in D.C. The major thing for her during that investigation with the homebrew server that she had built. I'm also not only am I a prosecutor, but I'm also a military officer. I have a security clearance, and she had special access programs on her homebrew server as Secretary of State, and she was never prosecuted for that. And we had the director of the FBI say that he wasn't going to prosecute her for that because of the concern of what it looked like in prosecuting political enemies. But, you know, right. That doesn't apply to the right.
Yeah, but meanwhile, you have a Navy man who takes photos. He just wanted to take a photo because he was happy to be on a nuclear sub, wanted to share it with his friends, and They find out about that, and he went through all kinds of hell and what have you for a breach of national security by just taking some selfies on a submarine, a classified nuclear sub, right?
Exactly right.
But Hillary Clinton gets away with it. We've got more coming up. Stay with
thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book. Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process. Professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust. One that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy?
One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The voice of truth is quite an annoyance to people that want to live the lie. And, you know, it's interesting that we find ourselves in a position to where truth is no longer a defense. The truth has become more of an offense than a defense. They neutralized truth. I say they, the culture that said the truth is relative. Well, if you want to buy into that, that is a slippery slope. And we knew going in, when that argument was first raised, that that was a slippery slope. That there must be truth. You cannot live in an environment where truth is relative. All you do, I mean, real basic, is you look back on history and you see where what happens to nations and what happened to cultures that embraced that idea that there was no longer absolute truth. They're gone. And along with them, the devastation that you can't even comprehend. And by devastation, I'm talking about human devastation and carnage as a result of that idea. We're in a danger zone, ladies and gentlemen. Clayton Fuller is with us right now. He's an experienced federal, military, and local prosecutor, as well as a military reserve officer with a decade of national security experience. Clayton, we were just talking off air that you just came back, and you mentioned it in the first segment. You just came back from a meeting with all these prosecutors in Georgia. And which had to be fascinating for you on many levels, because you get the entire spectrum of where people are. You know, as you mentioned, you get George Soros-backed prosecutors. I mean, this is a real deal. People don't, you know, they hear about it in the news, and they can't quite get their brain about what that means. They're starting to, because they see that people are able to essentially get away with murder in some of the states in our country, and there is I hesitate to say it's a two-tiered. It almost seems like it's a multiple-tiered justice system that we're living in today.
You're exactly right, and that's a big highlight. I've written a ton about it. If you Google my name and you look up Marxist prosecutors along with it, I I've written a ton about these folks, whether it's Chase Aboudin, Mike Schmidt in Portland, what the new Fulton County DA district attorney is doing. There is a stark divide. There is a real choice, even at the local level. So so many of your listeners need to understand that what the left has done, forget about the White House and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They're taking that fight to Main Street. George Soros is spending tons of money on local races with, these district attorneys, and they have real consequences. And you look at the rising crime rate, those are actually, it's not a failure of law enforcement. Our folks in blue are doing everything that they can. They just don't have the policies and the leadership to actually get it done. And that's why you're seeing New Orleans with 145 murders this year, Baltimore with 174 murders, Philadelphia 240. My favorite person to pick on, and have your listeners Google Mike Schmidt in Portland. He's a top prosecutor there, took over in the summer of 2020. Essentially, since he's taken over, murders in Portland have risen 207% in murder rate in Portland. And those, if you look at the speeches that he's made, demonizing not only just America in general, but America's criminal justice system, he's essentially saying we should arrest less people, we should jail less people. These are real policy choices that we have, and I saw that with the prosecutors conference that I went to. There are Soros-backed prosecutors there, and you have a real divide in the country. And we've got to fight every day against it. We just need a help to George Soros.
Yeah, exactly. And help us understand here, because George Soros seems to be the prevalent boogeyman that is so pervasive, but his moves have been strategic. It's not like he just went and got any local place. There were strategic states that he targeted, and not even states. Let's just say major urban cities where there was an accumulation of population that he can control. It's interesting. I mean, I see some similarity to what was targeted with the actuation of still to be clearly evidenced is the voter fraud that took place in 2020. It didn't happen in every state. It happened in key markets and key cities in five or six different states. Is this the same type of strategy that you see happening with George Soros?
Yeah, I think what they're doing is looking at voter blocks that they can impact. And so if you look at an election, whether it's a local race for a district attorney or a law enforcement election, they're going to look, hey, maybe there's this kind of center-left candidate, or we could fund this progressive Marxist, and they're going to have all these shadow organizations that really are George Soros money, and they're going to just outspend the other person. It doesn't take much money. You're talking about elections that maybe have $50,000 to $100,000 or maybe a little bit more. So it doesn't take much of an investment to do this. And the consequences, the downstream impacts, are widespread and felt throughout the country. And that's the decision that they're making, is looking at these voter blocks. They can put the right people in place. And then there's a message from all of these voter blocks that even up to the West Wing, the country needs to move left, and that's not what the nationwide voters are going to say. So
exactly,
we need a counterbalance on the right. There really isn't anything equivalent that we have, and it's a real weakness in the conservative movement, because we're starting to see that with school boards, with what you saw with the woke policies, and
even San Francisco and Virginia. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're starting to see that a little bit, but we need it across the political spectrum, whether it's education policy on through criminal justice. But I'm fighting for that every day. Hopefully we'll get there, because we've got to push back and give alternatives to the leftist prosecutors that we're seeing across the country.
Well, and the election process has to be secured in such a way. I mean, when you allow for ballot harvesting and all these other shenanigans, I mean, that becomes a windfall profit for the likes of George Soros, because then he doesn't have to spend as much money, because then he can, he can work within the system, stuff the ballot box, and get away with the shenanigans, and, with a minimal amount of investment, even more so, can he not?
Yeah, and that's where if you got a question, whether you live in Fulton County or in a major county in Arizona in a larger city or something like that, if you have a question as to whether you should get trained on the election laws and the process and be an observer, if you got a question about that, you have a moral imperative to raise your hand, get trained up, and go and make sure that this stuff isn't happening because it is. There's nationwide evidence of these things taking place, and right now the left is better organized to do that and prosecute certain improprieties more so than others. And we're not even in the arena. We're not even playing. We've got to get more people trained, and that's unfortunately we have to rely on the Republican Party to do that. And sometimes they just don't think it's a priority, and it's not a strong suit of ours. But so if you're thinking about volunteering, whether it's 2022 or 2024, get out there, go find your local Republican Party, and get trained up on this because we need more volunteers.
Well, what I'm hearing to your point here is the Republican Party is admitting that they got caught. That they were surprised. I'm saying, how can that happen? I mean, look, we saw what was happening in New York, particularly in California with ballot harvesting. They were very aggressive, and there were telltale signs. To think that pandemic, voter pandemic, was not going to spread to the rest of the country was very naive, and especially when you got Mark Elias and these band of attorneys attacking these state houses. What did they think was happening? That they were just coming over just to, drop off a box of chocolates and say, hey, let's have a good, fair election. Thank you very much. You think that's all that was going to happen?
Yeah, and that's one of the frustrating things, especially here in Georgia, trying to get folks back to a paper ballot. I had some discussions with local elected officials on how concerned I was about just from a cybersecurity standpoint with the Dominion voting machines that we had here. And, there just isn't much of an appetite to listen to those issues, and that's where we need just people who are on the ground, local level, just individual citizens saying this is an issue, talking to the party, talking to elected officials that we need to get this changed.
Exactly.
We've got to clean up our voter rolls and all that kind of stuff and do the hard work, but it's going to be turned into a negative thing and cast in a negative light, but we've got to be willing to take up that fight just for the integrity of the vote.
Yeah, this has to be a movement by we the people to make this happen. It can't be driven by, one party over the other. It just, for the sake of fairness, that we have to have control. I mean, speaking of the Dominion machines, I was really quite shocked that Cipollone, who was the president's counsel, thought that, getting a hold of a Dominion machine was somehow such a major violation. I mean, wait a minute. They come to Congress and they lie about a modem being in the machine that they had no way to contact or connect with the internet. But wait a minute, we got a modem here involved here, and somehow that send that, there's nothing happening there, let's just ignore that. That's even coming from the White House. I mean, no wonder Donald Trump lost his mind. I mean, this guy wasn't even in a fair fight. His own people were undermining him. I don't know. Unbelievable. Yep. To be continued. Clayton Fuller has been our guest, the experienced federal, mineral, military, and local prosecutor. Thank
First,
you, Clayton.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.